I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel for today is taken from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1, all the way to verse 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." Sisters and brothers, siblings in Christ, the gospel for our salvation. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
And Merry Christmas! Christmas pa rin po. This is the last Sunday of Christmas. Last Sunday of Christmas. Next week, kulay green na yan. Kulay green na yan. Kaya siya puti kasi Christmas pa. Yung sermon ko na ginawa for about a week, hindi yun ang isa-sermon ko today. Kasi kinausap ako ng Holy Spirit nung nasa bus ako. Kanina. So kanina, nagpalit ako ng gospel at nagpalit ako ng sermon. Sa bus, nagtatype ako sa aking cellphone ng binubulong ng Holy Spirit sa akin kanina. Asa na ba yon? And the other thing also, actually, for the past 2 days, I have been a bit sad, depressed, angry because of all the things that's happening in our world today at the beginning of the year. Hence, sa mga nakakita sa post ko, no, End Times, Chenelin. And then yung post natin sa page about the war, oncoming war, sana hindi. And the things that have been happening sa fires sa Australia. And I said, sabi ko nga dun sa isang pastor, nag-message ako sa kanya, sabi ko, parang hindi nakakatuwang magsimba tomorrow, kagabi ko sabi sa kanya, parang nakakawalang gana with all the things that are happening. And I feel that I don't have any word of hope or encouragement. Eh, yun ang ine-expect ng tao tomorrow bilang first Sunday of the year. So, sabi naman nung pastor sa akin, all the more that we should gather together and worship. And so siguro kaya habang nasa bus ako, may iba akong mensaheng nabuo. And today is, what is today? Today for the Catholics, it is the Epiphany, the Sunday of Epiphany. Or Sunday of Epiphany comes from the word which means revelation. Revelation, to be revealed. At ang kwento nito, yung nabasa ko, yung narinig natin, familiar to sa atin even as a child. At sa mga churches, even among Protestant churches, mayroong tinatawag na Christmas pageant. Yung, ano to, piniplay ulit yung Christmas story with both the shepherds and the wise men. No, ano yung kwento? Ano ulit yung kwento? There were these wise men from the east that went to Jerusalem because nakita nila yung star na nagsasabing may ipanganganak na king of the Jews. Right? Sa Catholic nga, ano ang tradisyon? Anong pangalan daw nung ano?
Baltazar.
Pero wala pong pangalan. At hindi sinabing king sila at hindi sinabing tatlo. Basta lang, collective, wise men. So it can be like anim, pito, sampo, I don't know. No? So yun. So yan ang kwento. And the wise men are, speculation said, dahil from the east, the reference would might have been they were Persians. From the east. And Persian astrologers who knows how to read the stars at the time. And so, hindi sila Hudyo, therefore they are Gentiles. They are, and they're reading the stars. Sa law of Moses, sino mang Hudyo na nagpa-practice ng astrology ay will be stoned to death. So to, in some ways, these astrologers, these kings, wise men from the east are other. And the only reason they are welcomed into Jerusalem is because for some reason they have some wealth, they have some position from the east. But among the people and the Jews, they are considered as outsiders. So, pumunta sila to pay homage to a Jewish king. So, yan ang story natin today. The story where the tradition is, it is the first time that the Messiah, Jesus, was revealed to the Gentile world by the coming of the wise men. And we know that the Christmas story is about God becoming flesh through the person of Jesus. Kaya tayo nandito ngayon, di ba? Kaya tayo nandito ngayon. Otherwise, hindi ka dapat nagsisimba dito or sa any church. If you don't believe that God became flesh through the person of Jesus Christ. We are here because we believe that Jesus is God who became flesh and who is the Messiah. And Jesus on that time, Jesus during that time, happy ba yung time na yon? Nung pinanganak si Jesus? Was it kumakantang ang Pasko ay sumapit? Was there festivities during the time that Jesus was born? Was there a happy new year during that time? What do you think is the situation during that time? first century Judea, Galilee. It was, well, hindi pa naman. It was a time of occupation. It was, the Romans were there in that land. Hindi lang oppression from Rome, it was also oppression from sino yung hari?
King Herod.
Si King Herod. King Herod is not part of the royal family. He is not from the lineage of David. There is another royal family, tinatawag na Hasmonean dynasty. Inasawa niya yon to legitimize himself to be king. Pero he was declared a king even before niya maasawa yung asawa niya from the Hasmonean dynasty. At siya ay naging king because he assured Rome that we will pay, name your price. Make me a king, name your price, I will deliver the amount that you will expect of us. Kaya matindi yung oppression. Matindi yung taxation sa Judea at that time. So it was not a happy thing. And before pinanganak si Jesus, they have been small revolts among the Jews. So meron po silang NPA sa Hudyo. Ang tawag sa kanila ay, sa mga ma-Bible school, anong tawag? One of the apostles were named this. They were known as Zealots. Yun ang tawag sa NPA sa Hudyo nung panahon na yon. Rebelling against the Roman Empire and the Jewish elite that was working with the Roman Empire. So so in a way, there are things happening there that are still happening today. That are still happening. So it was not happy. The only difference is, nung pinanganak si Jesus, ngayon, sineselebrate natin yon, maraming pagkain, lahat ng churches, may services for Christmas. Most churches, hindi lahat ng churches. Most churches who believe in Christmas ay may services. No? Wala nun noon. And after this story was the story of the massacre of the innocents. When 2 years old and below, male child will be killed by Jewish soldiers. Kasi hindi niya nahanap yung specific na Messiah, so patayin na lang natin lahat under 2 years old in the entire land of Judea. So yan ang context ng panahon ni Jesus nung pinanganak siya under Emperor Augustus. So kaya marami noon na sex worker. Well, no, not sex worker. Prostituted women, lepers, marami noon ang day laborers, or yung one of the parables, yung nakatambay sa market at naghihintay na may mag-hire sa kanila. It was 80 to 90% of the population in Judea was peasant poor, peasant farmer, peasant fisher, peasant day laborer, prostituted women, lepers, tax collectors were elite, but because they were conspiring with Rome and with the Jewish elite, the people were galit sa kanila. Kasi bukod sa patong ni Rome, may patong si Herod, may patong si tax collector. Kaya mayaman si tax collector. Yung BIR noong unang panahon. So, ganun ang sitwasyon ng mga tao noong panahon na pinanganak si Jesus up until siya ay ipako sa krus. So, it was not a good time. And most of ancient times were not a good time for majority of the people. And when the gospel was written, earliest gospel is Mark, sunod si Matthew at Luke. When Mark was written, it was a time of war. Nung sinusulat ang kwento ni Jesus, because before isulat yung kwento ni Jesus, it was all oral tradition. Tuwing Sunday. Tuwing Sunday, nung wala pang ganito. They were gathering together, nagkukwentuhan sila about Jesus. Wala na si Jesus, sila-sila na lang. So oral tradition 'yon lahat until isulat yung gospel nung time ng gera. So na witness ng author ng Mark and even the author of Matthew and Luke, I don't know about John, but Matthew and Luke, isipin nyo, ano ba ang Jerusalem? Metro Manila. Binagsakan ng nuclear bomb. It's just that, nung panahon na yun, wala namang nuclear bomb. So, Game of Thrones level of killing. Metro Manila. Walang building ang natilang nakatayo. Even the temple na nasa pinaka... ano bang pinaka... Siya yung kitang-kita sa buong city of Jerusalem eh. Nasa tuktok siya eh. So, wasak. So, na-witness nila yan. And they witness a Game of Thrones level of massacre, rape, and destruction. Na-witness yun ng gospel writers. Nung sinusulat nila. At maybe, most likely, they wrote the gospels to preserve the story and also to encourage the people who witness. I don't know if you will be the same person or if you will really, ang tawag dito, you will lose your mind witnessing such kind of violence. Yung makakita ka na nga lang ng ano eh, makawitness ka ng actual na murder o hindi na actual murder. Saan ba ako nakakita? Nakakita ako noon eh. Malapit sa amin sa San Pedro, doon sa dinadaanan ko kung saan ako pupunta ng sasakay ng tricycle, may nakahandusay doon ng duguan. It disturbs you. So the gospel writers wrote the stories about Jesus during that time and during the time of persecution. They wrote the Christmas story within that context. To preserve the story. To preserve what they believe to be gospel. And Christians back then were the most persecuted. Kasi the early Christians were also Jews. The Jews were persecuted kasi nag-revolt sila sa Rome, kaya nilevel ang Jerusalem. And then Christian ka pa. That's why there was a time that the Jews and Christians were together after the war and finally inexpel ng Jewish people, Jewish leaders ang Christians because they were heretics in the Jewish faith. There was a time na nag-declare ang Jews, the rabbis, that Christians can no longer go to the synagogue. Okay? So yan ang konteksto ng Kristiyano noon. And but they persisted. They persisted. They persisted to tell the story. They persisted to be Christians despite witnessing together with Jews, witnessing the war, despite witnessing brothers and sisters, family members being killed. They persisted. At nung gospel naman ni John, even when Nero was killing Christians in the most horrible of ways, nung pinapatay sila, they were singing hymns. When they were being fed to the lions, they were singing hymns. When they were being crucified and then set on fire as lampposts along the streets of Rome, they were singing hymns about Jesus. They persisted no matter what. They gathered wherever they could gather. They gathered first in homes, small homes, and then they gathered where? In Rome, in the catacombs. They gathered no matter what. They persisted despite all the horrors that was around them. And they kept on telling the story, the gospel story. They were persistent and they were the undying light, even in the midst of unspeakable death. Wala sa kalingkingan ang na-experience natin sa na-experience ng mga unang Kristiyano. Wala. But they persisted. And we are Christians precisely because they persisted. They persisted. They persisted. They embodied the story of Christmas. They embodied Jesus in their lives and in their community, no matter what the cost. It was clear, if you read the Gospels, if you read the letters of Paul, the seven letters of Paul, it was clear to them who they are in Christ and who is Christ to them. No matter what was happening around them. No matter what is the cost to their life, to their loved ones, and to their community. They understood clearly and they were committed clearly unto death, to the very person, message, life, and mission of Jesus. And they stood because they also believe, as Paul always said in his letters, we are the body of Christ in the world. Christ has no body but our bodies, individually and as an assembly, as a gathered people. They understood that. Does that mean hindi sila natakot? Does that mean hindi may iilan sa kanila na hindi umalis tinalikuran na ang pagiging Kristiyano? Of course, some did. Kaya nga in 4th century naghigpit na ang naghigpit, medyo nakakaloka naman yun. Naghigpit ang mga leaders ng Christians in the 4th century of so-called returning Christians who abandoned the faith. But they persisted. They felt that we are the body of Christ in the world. We are the light of Christ in the world. They took seriously what Jesus said through the apostles, through the succeeding generations of Christians when it was said, you are the light of the world. In the midst of darkness, you are the light. If you are not the light, then who will be light? So as Christians, we don't only believe in Jesus as the historical person. We believe that that Christ is in us and that we are in Christ. We are in Christ. If you really believe that you are a follower of Jesus, we are in Christ. We embody Jesus. We engender Jesus. May gender si Jesus. We engender, we embody, we enflesh Christ today. Also, if we choose that, you also have a choice. And if we take the story today of the Christmas story, narinig niyo sa akin ng Christmas message na it's not just about remembering what happened. Okay, it happened, then what? So, what is the lesson of what happened today? Ano lesson on for today? And I said that Christmas that it is not just about Jesus being historically born, but Jesus being born in our bodies and in our lives. So in our Christmas story naman ngayon, Jesus being born, if we embody Jesus in the world, then we are also the revelation as Jesus was a revelation to the other, to the wise men who should be stoned to death by the Jewish people for being astrologers. We are also, each one of us, and together, we are a revelation to the others. Sino pa ba yung mga others in our time today? Sino pa ba yung mga others in our time today? O sige, wag na yung others. Siguro proseso pa yan. We are a revelation to our fellow LGBT. That it is okay and it is beautiful and fabulous to be gay, lesbian, transgender, queer, bisexual, plus, and Christian. It is possible. You do not need to live a double life. But if you do, of course, okay lang din yon. Andun ka sa face ng buhay mo na ganon. Wala tayong magagawa. But the message is, and the message of Christmas today is we are a revelation to others so that others may see the light. So that others seeing the light may come out of the closet. We are also a revelation. If we are the body of Christ in the world, then we are also a revelation to others. So kung hindi na tayo lalayo among the LGBT community. Because even among our LGBT, we continue to be nakakalokang message. Ano? Simbahan na puro bex? Puro lesbian? Puro ano? Huh? I don't know if you had that. But when they know about MCC, some among the LGBT community gets shocked that there is a church that is predominantly LGBT. Some of them get curious about it. And eventually becomes you who are here now. So you are also a revelation. Kung isa kang revelasyon, isa kang aparisyon, ang responsibility naman natin, individually and together, anong klaseng aparisyon tayo sa LGBT community? How do we want to represent ourselves? Anong klaseng ilaw ba ang gusto mong makita nila kung ikaw ang nagre-reflect ng liwanag ni Kristo sa mundo? Anong klaseng liwanag ba itong gusto mong ipakita? Spotlight ba? O twinkle-twinkle na Christmas lights? Ano bang klaseng liwanag? Because that continues to be a challenge. When Jesus says you are to be a light into the world, it is a continuing challenge for us. Hindi madaling maging ilaw. O i-reflect ang ilaw ni Kristo. Because for light to shine, what needs to happen?
For darkness.
You need to burn. And Christians literally burn, sabi ko nga, in first century, singing hymns while burning. You need to burn. There are parts of yourself that needs to burn, that needs to be purged, that needs to be transformed. So it is not easy. It is not easy. Iba't ibang diskurso yan. It is not easy to engender Christ. If you will take it seriously, uuwi kayo ngayong gabi ngayon, isip, kung take nyo seriously, isipin, pucha, si Kristo ay nasa balat ko? Si Kristo, ako ay mukha, kamay, katawan ni Kristo sa iba? Nakastress yun. Iisipin nyo yun. Then isipin nyo, ano, liwanag daw ako? paano ko kailangang sunugin sarili ko? How do I burn? How do I burn parts of myself that are not, instead of being light, prevents the light? How do I burn those things? At depende, different situations, different life experiences, different struggles, for some it can be very hard. We are, but if we say that we are followers of Jesus, if we say that we believe the Christmas story, then we are a revelation to others because we are the body of Christ in the world. So as a community naman, bilang Open Table MCC, bilang community dito, so, yun, individual yun. Ito naman, as together, as one. Because Paul says, you are the body of Christ. Each person is part of the larger body of Christ. Each one is important. Each one has a gift to share in this body of Christ. So, how are we, as Open Table MCC, as a community, trying our best to follow Jesus, how are we being a revelation in Mandaluyong and in social media? How are we a revelation? How are we, as a community, how are we as an aparisyon sa isa't isa at sa LGBT community? How are we? And how do we want to be a revelation to them? Paano natin gusto? We have been in hanggang ngayon hindi pa nalilift, but we have been in transitional phase of an official state of transition. What that means, siyempre fancy word na lang yung transition, pero we are in a phase of an instability. We are, at dineclare yon nung 2017, nung sabi na, nung some of you already know this, most of you not yet. February of 2017, magwo-worship sa Yellow Room sa Cubao, 4:30 na, ako pa rin ang nandun sa chapel. So nung nag-start, dumating si Mike, at yung iba, hindi tayo mag-worship today. Mag-usap tayo. At ang una kong tanong, isara na ba natin ang MCC? Isara na ba natin ang Open Pay? Ay, hindi pa, MCCQC? Isara na ba natin? Tigilan na natin to? Sabi kong ganun. We are still in a state of transition. Even if may maganda na tayong chapel, we are still in a phase of instability. And I said to, and you've heard me always say that kahit hindi kayo Kristiyano, kahit hindi Christian church, we are all human, and part of human brokenness is our human imperfection. And when humans gather to each other, friction happens, whether for good or for bad. And certainly, Open Table has experienced all those things. And continues to experience all those things. Kaya kanina nag-meeting kami ng board. Mamaya ko pa i-announce, pero announce ko na. Tawag dito, si Daniel, sidebar lang, si Dan, saka si Josh has agreed to be part of the board. New blood, new insights, younger generation. So yun. So kanina nag-meeting kami, although, anyway, may family something si... Alam ko mahaba ang sermon today, pagbigyan niyo ako. There are things that needs to be said. So sabi ko, and I'll be open, I've been open to them, but I'll be open to you all now. Sila kasi, so the challenges of 2019, one of the major challenges was organizing the church while the pastor is away in the US. So nasa US ako. At sila parang, na-surprise nga ako eh, kasi sa kanila parang, oh, may mga challenges na nangyari, may mga struggles na nangyari ngayong 2019, pero okay lang yan. We will overcome those things because we have experienced all of them in the past. May ganun sila. Nagulat ako. Nagulat ako. Parang hindi sila na-stress.
Stress kami.
At that time. Pero sa totoo lang, ako naman, nung ako na yung nagsalita, sabi ko, because I've been in MCC for 10 years, almost 10 years, 10 years ngayong March, March 28. Yeah, 10 years ago, unang pasok ko sa MCC, andun si Aika. And it was a Chinese New Year celebration Sunday na yun. 10 years na ako sa MCC. So anyway, sabi ko kanina, wow, buti pa kayo. Parang hindi kayo na-stress nung ano. Sabi kong ganyan. Buti maganda yung perspective ng board leaders after all those things. Ako naman sabi ko, pagod na ako. Napapagod ako. I don't wanna process and deal with the same things over and over and over again. We experienced that in 2010. We experienced that in 2012. We experienced those in 2014. No, as early as 2014 and then 2015. And that's why we declined in 2017. And then there are things that the same things are happening again. Mapagod na ako, sabi ko. Bukod sa physically napapagod ko kasi ang daming kasal. Super daming kasal. Nahaggard si Mike sa dami ng kasal. Yun naman, good haggard yun kasi syempre, it pays for this and for our ministries and other things. But what I'm trying to say, at the heart of who we are as progressive LGBT affirming church, the reason, at ito, we share this even among conservative Christians. The point, ano yung sabi ni Troy Perry? Keeping the main thing as the main thing is that we are Christ in the world today. Jesus is the reason for why we are here. And Jesus is in our life, should be in our lives, and we should be in the life of Christ. And if we hold that to that, like the early Christians, ano unang pinag-awayan ng unang Kristiyano? Tule. Ay, hindi pa yon, bago yon. Food distribution. And then tule. But what kept them together, no matter what the cost to their life, no matter, nawala sa kalingkingan ang ating na-experience, was they were very sure of why they were following the one that they were following. Why they were gathering together. Not just on a Sunday. Sunday yung official ganito nila. But they gathered each and every day because they were a community. They were sure, despite ng mga away-awayan nila, despite ng mga, bakit mas marami ang manok niya kaysa sa manok ko? Bakit sila tuli? Kami, bago maging member, kailangan magpatuli. Bakit ito yung teolohiya ni James? Ito yung teolohiya ni Paul? Although nanalo si Paul, in a way. They knew who they were. together? And what was the purpose of why they continued? And why they were willing to give their life? Because of Jesus. And because they knew that they were the light. They reflected the light of Christ in a world, in their time, unspeakable horror. So I hope that this time around, I am not saying that we will no longer have challenges. I am not saying hindi na kami magtatalo ni Jack o hindi na kami magtatalo ni Chris. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I hope this time around we are very clear of why we are here and what Jesus is asking us to do. To be a revelation to others. It is time for you to be involved. Ano yung sinabi ko kanina? Although hindi ko pa ma-articulate to ngayon, the world, I was feeling hopeless last night because of all the things that's happening in the world and locally. Na ang post ko nga, parang end times na. Hindi dahil sa Diyos, kung hindi dahil sa tao. And in this time, where we are seeing horrors locally and globally, just like the time of the early Christians, which they had much worse, it is time for you, for us, individually and as a church community, to get involved, to participate, to contribute, to be transformed beyond our sexuality. The message of MCC is not just about God loves you, but that you are bearers of God's love to others. That's the message. And that's the message of Jesus if you go back. You are carriers of God's love, of God's light into the world. It is time now to participate in this time where everything seems to be going crazy. When some horrors are starting to happen. How do we choose to be light to our fellow LGBTs, to other marginalized sectors, and to the larger world? You are not defined just by your sexuality. You are a person not just because you're gay. You are so much more. Isa din yung sa kailangang malagpasan natin individually and as a church. That we keep on just being LGBT. We have to realize that we are so much more than just LGBT. And if you are a Christian, if you believe you're a Christian, Christ transcends your sexuality and gender. Christ embraced it already, and then Christ transcends it. Christ transforms it. Let us therefore allow ourselves to be consumed by the fire of God, to be transformed, to be born again. I can't believe I will say that one day, and the day is today. But there is truth in that. To burn again and to be born again. What does it mean for an LGBT Christian to be born again in the life and person of Jesus? You need to be born again so that Jesus may be born into your life and you may be born into the life of Christ. And in the world to embody and gender and make Jesus alive today. Let us focus on being the embodiment of Christ. Let us focus on being a revelation to the wise men, wise others of the world. May we let a small light from Mandaluyong, a small light in time of pain, impending war, climate change, sectoral oppression, may this small light persist, so that 2,000 years from now, they will be talking about us. In the name of the one that we all choose to follow. Sino yon?
Jesus.
Sino yon?
Jesus.
Amen.